So let's follow the dots and dashes. It led to something of a communications arm race because every country with possessions overseas wanted to communicate with those possessions. In order to do so, it needed its own telegraph line because you couldn't trust your messages, even encoded messages, to the not very friendly countries that were around you. There's an example in 1893 of how the British Eastern Telegraph Company were carrying telegraphs between Paris and Paris's diplomatic officials in Indochina. They would kind of grab the messages, make copies of the messages, put the messages aside, send the copies of the messages back to London, where the London cryptographers would break the code, read the messages, discuss it in parliamentary meetings, decide what to do, and then they let the messages go forward. Well, after that, France decided we'd need our own telegraph system pretty quickly. So it is the case that despite what the American Secretary of State said in the 1920s when he was shutting down America's black chamber that was our cryptographic, sort of our early national security agency, he stated that gentlemen do not read each other's mail. That is certainly not the case in reality.